弟兄姊妹早晨。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
繼續上一次同大家交通未完嘅話。
I want to take the opportunity to continue the sharing that has started last time.
上一次咧同大家交通到呢個聖經嗰個嘅嗰個嘅解釋。
We were sharing on the study of the Bible.Interpretation of the Bible.
聖經呢是神的話。
The Bible is the Word of God.
是神所默示的。
It is what God has inspired.
可以隨意了思解的。
It's not something for us to casually interpret based on our own understanding.
就是說呢在聖經裡面神向我們講默示的時候呢
It means that when God speaks to us inspired words, that He has a particular intent or purpose in those words.
雖然是有一個解釋,
yes, there
有
一
個原意,
there is an interpretation, there is a meaning.
但呢應用呢卻是多方多面的。
And yet application though can be in various ways.Can be applied in various ways.
我有讀一節聖經在提摩太後書三章第十六節。
Let's first turn to a scriptural passage recorded in 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16.
提摩太後書三章十六節。
2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16.
聖經都是神所默示的。
All scripture is inspired by God.
於教訓、督責、使人歸正。教導人學義都是有益的
and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness.
叫屬神的人得以完全預備行各樣的善事
that the man of God may be adequate, equipped for every good work.
這一節聖經呢是講到聖經的應用
This tells us about the Scripture about the Word of God. The application.
聖經都是聖經雖然不是全部是神講的話。
Now, the words themselves are not all spoken by God alone.
記載了很多人的事。
There are many recordings of man.
人的軟弱的事。
Recording of the weaknesses of man.
甚至撒旦的詭計都有在裡面。
It also records even the devious schemes of Satan.
但是呢這節聖經告訴我們聖經擺裡面所記載的擺在那裡是有神的意思因為是神所默示神所容許的。
But this scripture tells us that all of the Bible have been placed there with God's intent, inspired by God in fact,And it is for a particular purpose that he had in mind.
是对我们有益处的。
It is beneficial for us.
是可以应用在我们的身上边的。
That it can be applied to our day-to-day lives.
在怎么应用呢他告诉我们在教训督责使人归正教导人学义都是有益的。
How shall it be applied? As it states here, is for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training. In all these ways, it is beneficial for us.
这个的教训呢就是说到这些是神的话来的。
So, as far as teaching goes, it teaches us this is the word of God.
给我们认识。
For us to understand.
For us
to know.
跟着是督责。
And then is for reproof.
什么是督责呢
What is reproof?
给我从里面认识到咦你照一照我呢我的人不对、哦。
It is so that when the light comes, I realize it. Oh,It illuminates something in me, and I realize, oh, I'm wrong here.
如果没有神的话，第一步我们不知道的。现在有神的话了，向我里边讲话，同我里边照一照，我觉得里边受督责了。
Now, if the Word of God did not exist, then we wouldn't know. But since the Word of God exists, now it shines its light upon me, and now I am illuminated, and to realize where I erred.
这个很多时在我们听到的时候。因为读圣经的时候会有这个情形发生我们里面受督责
And oftentimes we feel the reproof from the word of God whenever we study the word of God whenever we have our devotional time to spend time in reading the word
当里面受督责的时候我们有两个反应
Now when we feel that reproof, then there's two possible responses.
有些人呢就不理他的。
Some people disregard it altogether.
好像受了圣灵的感动，但他屡次受，他屡次不去理他，我行我素。
They are moved by a spirit, or initially moved by a spirit, but they want to do what they want to do, so they suppress it and not pay attention to it at all.
第二个反应呢，就是改正。
But the second response is to make the correction.
就在这里讲到教训、督责，跟住下一步呢，就是改正。
And that's what is stated here, is for teaching, is for reproof, but then is also for correction.
就是使人归正。
So that it is so that we are trained. So that we are corrected.
咁呢个咧就系人有责任喺上边嘅。
So now that means each individual has a responsibility.
再下一步咧，教导人学义。
And then the next step is for training in righteousness.
有啲圣经咧系咁译，都系训练。 训练我哋喺义嘅里边，或者有啲圣经就直情咧就带我哋进入义嘅里边。
There's different interpretations here. It is all the same sense that there's a training in righteousness, but there are certain translations that tell us that it leads us into righteousness.
其实唔系教导我哋去学一样嘅嘢，中文圣经会教导你去学一样嘅嘢。
In the Chinese translation, there's a sense that you're being trained with a particular system to learn a particular thing.
其实呢,是说到,叫我,都是训练我们进入义的里面,有个义的性格,义人的性格。But
it's really to train, to instill within us a righteousness, to learn to be righteous.
今天我们有义人的地位,没有义人的实际。Today,
we have the position of being a righteous man, but it's just that oftentimes reality is not there yet.
但是呢，圣经在我身上的作用呢，就是一次督责，跟住改正，一次督责，跟住改正，一次督责。你果神话督责改正，慢慢呢，你系咁改改改呢，你就变咗多方多面呢，就变咗塑造我呢个人啊，有神嘅性格，有神嘅性情。
But this is how the Bible works in us. That each time we have reproof, then we make a correction. And then we have another reproof, we make another correction. We continue to have reproofs, and we continue to make corrections. And in that way, that we are continually changed to become a righteous man.
如果一个这样的人呢，圣经就说这个是一个完全人，因为似神了。And
in this way, we become more like him. And if that was the case, the Bible tells us that we become complete because we shall be like God.
你就能够被预备了行各样的善事。 神眼中所看为善的事。
Now you are able to be equipped to do every good work, to do all the good works that are deemed good by God.
所以我睇见嘛，圣经系应用喺我哋身上边嘅。原来一步一步一步一步系叫我哋呢个人有性格被改变，冒成神嘅样式嘅，成为义人。
Do you see that the Bible functions to allow us to change, make changes, to continue to change, so that we our character is changed. To be molded into the image of God.
上一次同大家交通过好简略咁点样嚟到睇圣经佢原本嘅解释吓。
And in our last sharing, we shared on how we are to read the Bible and then to interpret the Bible.
我今日咧觉得喺神儿女当中咧读圣经好多个问题咧，唔读嘅就唔讲啦，读嘅最大问题咧，一见到圣经啊，呢节应用。 呢节就系同我讲话，佢冇去睇见呢个圣经原本究竟系同咩人讲，喺某种特定嘅环境底下向边啲人讲，就将佢立乱嚟应用。
Now, for those who don't read the Bible, there's not much that we can say about that. But for those who do read the Bible, I feel that the most problematic area in reading the Bible is that we turn to a Bible passage and we think, okay, this is how I apply it. We turn to another Bible passage and we think, oh, this is how I apply it. And all we're looking for is application, when in fact, we discard or we don't even pay attention to the original meaning. To whom is this particular scripture written? And what circumstances is this particular scripture taken? So we need to understand the original intent of the Word of God.
首先我们讲到圣经本身是读得明的。
And even we can say we can understand the reading of the Bible.
基本上是可以读得明的，不需要有背景，不需要有什么，圣经自己解释圣经。
We should realize that it is totally possible for us to understand the Bible based on the Bible itself. It does not require for us to really to go out and have some other spiritual resources, but rather that the Bible will explain itself.
圣经也教导我们，我们听人，听人讲的时候需要有慎思明辨的一个态度。
And the Bible also teaches us that we are to have that spirit of being a teachable spirit when we read the Word of God. Discernment. To have discernment when we read the Word of God.
所以呢其实最重要的呢我们那个这个对圣经的认识开始它原本的意思是什么我要清楚然后你就不会应用错。
So it's very important for us to understand what is the original intent of that particular portion of scripture. If we understand that, then we will not be able to apply it erroneously.
今天呢就跟大家讲一些应用。
So I want to share a little bit about application today.
在圣经里面呢我们知道特别是新约圣经呢有很多的命令应许那些我们基本上都没什么问题的。
Now there are many promises and commandments that are given to us in the New Testament, and so we don't have many problems with those.
因为如果是应许的话你就留心那些约约说什么做什么东西那你要你若认自己的罪神是公义的是信实的必要赦免的罪那这些我们知道你要满足一些条件这是应许来的。
So when it comes to promises, of course, then we pay attention to the conditions. For example, that if you confess your sins, then God is righteous to forgive your sins and unrighteousness. So we realize that to gain that promise, there are certain conditions that we have to know. We have to do.
成本圣经呢不是全部都是应许来的。
But the Bible does not only contain promises.
不是任何一节圣经你拿出来呢你就能够用的。
You cannot just take it out of context and say, well, I'm going to use this for myself.
当然神可以用。
Sure, God certainly can use that particular verse.
但当神如果用某一节圣经在你身上边的时候呢不是说 general, 不是说普遍个都啱用的而是用在身上边必定有神特别吹气在其中神向你讲话的。
Now, God can use any verse and apply it to any individual, but when God applies it, it is not to be used generally and now make it a general application for everyone. God has a specific reason why he has enlightened you to that particular verse, and he will make it applicable for you.
神用圣经在我身上边是不受限制的。
God is not limited at all to use any of his spoken word in our lives.
但有一部分的圣经呢是普遍应用在我们身上面个个都啱用的。
But of course, there are other portions of scripture that can be applied generally to everyone. It's applicable to everyone.
不需要你等候圣经是命令有些是命令根本就不需要你等候是还是不是。
You don't,
不可贪心你就不可贪心你不需要等候的。
You don't have to wait. Let me wait to see how that I can apply it. It's applied for everyone. For example, it says, thou shalt not covet. That means you shall not be greedy to want something else. That means it applies to every single person in every circumstance.
有些是应许，若果咁你就得啦。你要应，你符合呢条件咧，你就得噶啦。
There are other promises, as we already stated, that it comes with a condition. If you fulfill that condition, then that promise is given to you.
但系咧，我又见到有啲地方佢哋每年咧就整一个treasure box 嗰啲 promise box 啲应许嘅箱喺嗰度俾人抽签嘅。
And so I also have witnessed this that in certain local congregations, they would have a promise box. And so in it there are different promises, and everyone takes a turn to take a promise out from that particular box.
咁咧里边嗰啲梗系全部都好嘢嘅。
Of course, all those promises are going to be good promises.
都冇一句话就你要将个身就归到你嚟做嗰度去，咁冇啲咁俾人抽噶吓，冇个旧约咁度啊，你要归到你嚟做嗰度啦，咁吓。
Okay, there's nothing that is detrimental or that's bad that is as a promise for you.
话要死咗翻去嗰度啊。
That you have to go back to where?
But
after you die, that you return to where?
翻列祖嗰度啊，即系翻翻祖先嗰度啊。
Oh, to go back to your ancestors.
咁就有啲係迷信嘅成分，係咪？
There's some superstition that comes with that particular thinking.
我哋需要咧，如果係主特別個人向我哋講話咧，呢個必須主吹起其中，唔係我哋揀出嚟嘅。
If God is speaking to us, it must be God breathed. That means that it has to be inspired by God to speak to us specifically.
因為我哋都係中意好嘢嘅。
We all want good things, of course.
係嘛？ Right? 我有病，我揀個這病不至於死，幾好。
So if you, let's say you are sick, you want the promise that says this sickness is not unto death. You want that, right? For sure.
但神冇咁同你講啊嘛，係嘛？
But what if God didn't tell you that?
係你自己揀出嚟嘅。
You just want that promise for yourself.
咁到時候咧，呢個病醫唔好，咁你又怪神啦喎。
And then if your sickness really is incurable, now you're just going to blame God.
我哋啲人係咁樣讀聖經嘅。
That, unfortunately, though, that is how each one of us oftentimes read the Bible.
但聖經真係可以好個人化嘅。But
indeed, the Bible can be individualistic.
我想聽下，其實有機會我交通聚會，我想聽下，即係大家交通下，主點樣好 personal， 好個人化同你講話嚇。
So that's why when we, in our sharing meeting, I love to hear how the Scripture is applied to you on a personal basis to see how you have gleaned from the scriptures personally.
今朝咧，我想一個例子咧，我想交通下，譬如講婚姻，我太太嗰陣時點樣等候婚姻，神點樣同佢講話嘅。
For example, I want to share a little bit on this topic of marriage. So to share with you how my wife, when she was awaiting for a spouse, how she awaited for the proper spouse.
呢個唔可以重複嘅，除非神用呢節聖經。
Now, you can't duplicate the process and hold on to the passage that was given to my wife and apply it to yourself. God must give you His own words for yourself.
我太太咧，佢嗰段嘅日子咧，佢喺度等候婚姻。Now,
at that time, my wife to be was waiting for a spouse.
佢從來覺得咧，佢唔會結婚嘅。
In her mind, she thought that she would be one of those that will never marry.
神冇咁好會賜一個弟兄俾佢。That
somehow God would not be God would not be so gracious to bless her with a husband.
所以裏邊有好大嘅害怕。And
so there was a certain amount of fear, you could say, that was in her heart.
咁嗰陣時嘅日子咧，我喺香港度嚟嘅。Now
at that particular time. I came here from Hong Kong.
喺東方度嚟嘅。
So I came from Far East.
咁我太太背景咧，佢喺越南。
Now my wife to be, she at that time was from Vietnam.
經過呢個戰火嗰陣時，越共嘅戰火嚇。
And went through the communist takeover of Vietnam.
呢個戰火打仗。
And the wars that came about.
咁佢哋喺海上边漂流咗三个月。
And so she was a refugee, and she was on a boat, running from the government, and she spent three months aboard a boat.
喺上边咧，亦都有人俾啲滚水啊淋亲啊咁样。
And there were different incidences on the boat. Some people were scoured by hot boiling water.
當佢嚟到等候婚姻嘅時候咧，迫切等候時候，神有一日就用呢段嘅話嚟俾佢。And
then, but nevertheless, she came through. And then in America, here she was waiting for a spouse.
喺以賽亞書43章第1節。And
then the Lord spoke to her, and the Lord gave this particular passage to her that's recorded in Isaiah chapter 43.
第一節係佢靈修嘅時候，神俾佢嘅。This
was what God had given to her during the time of her daily devotions.
以賽亞書43章第1節。Isaiah
chapter 43 verse 1.
雅各啊，創造你的耶和華，以色列啊，造成你的那位，現在如此說：你不要害怕，因為我救贖了你。我曾提你嘅名召你，你是屬我的。Reading,
but now. Thus says the Lord, your Creator, O Jacob, and He who formed you, O Israel, Do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine.
你从水中经过，我必与你同在。你淌过江河，水必不漫过你。你从火中行过，必不被烧，火焰也不着在你身上。
When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they will not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be scorched, nor will the flame burn you.
43章第5节。
And then moving down to verse 5.
不要害怕，因我与你同在。我必令你的后裔从东方来，又从西方招聚你。
Do not fear, for I am with you. I will bring your offspring from the east and gather you from the west.
我要对北方说交出来，对南方说不要拘留，将我的种子从远方带来，将我的众女从 地极领回。
I will say to the north, give them up, and to the south, do not hold them back. Bring my sons from afar.
第7节，就是凡称为我名下的人，是我为自己的荣耀创造的，是我所造成的，所造作的。
Everyone who is called by my name, and whom I have created for my glory, whom I have formed, even whom I have made.
这个是神用了经历向他们讲话。
Now, this is how God utilized her experience to speak to her through these words.
他不信得过来。
But she could not believe it.
第7节这么跟我讲。
But verse 7 once again was reiterated to her.
就是凡称为我名下的人。
Everyone who is called by my name.
这个是我为自己的荣耀创造的。
Whom I have created for my glory.
神说是我所造成的。
And God once again says, they are whom I have formed.
所造作的。
And whom I have made.
他有这句说话的时候，一段圣经的时候，里面就有答神。
And so, when she, heard these words and saw these words for herself, she was satisfied.
所以在今天呢，时常我都是问下那些等候婚姻的弟兄姊妹。
So that's why I often at time ask those who are actually awaiting to be married.
因为婚姻是神所配合的。
Certainly, marriage has been ordained by God.
我常常问你有没有神的话。
I oftentimes will ask those couples who are waiting, I will ask, do you have the word of God?
你双方有没有神的印证？
Do you have confirmation from the other individual that God has ordained this marriage?
你知不知道你的婚姻是不是神所配合的？
Do you know for sure, certain that this has been given by God? Your marriage will be given by God.
如果有神向你讲话呢？
If God has spoken to you with his words,
你就知道这段婚姻呢，你永远不会讲离婚的。
Then you will know that your marriage will last forever without even a thought of divorce.
因为是神所设立的。
Because it has been established by God.
你当初从神那里接过来的。
For you have received it directly from God from the very beginning.
这个我只不过跟大家提一提，这个有时这些的圣经可以很个人化的，神跟我们讲话。
So I share this because I wanted to make the point that sometimes the word of God may be personalized, applicable specifically to you.
不是给你下一次见到有一个弟兄从香港来，你就找一节圣经，是啦，咁啊。
It is not for you to take it and say, oh, there's a brother from Hong Kong. Yep, that's the one for me because of this particular verse.
咁就本末就调转咗啦。
You would then have, you would have put the cart before the horse, so to speak. You would have reversed the order that you should have taken.
大家记唔记得咧？喺旧约时代。这个阿伯拉罕打发这个老仆人去到远处为个儿子以撒来娶妻。
Do you remember a story of, that's recorded in the Old Testament when Abraham sent forth his old servant to go forth into another land to find the wife for his son?
这个老仆人呢来到井旁呢见到好多女子出来打水。
And when the old servant actually arrived at the particular place,He looked and he was at a well and he saw many young women there fetch water.
他的心里边就想，我向边个女子讲，请你拿水瓶落嚟俾水我喝。又话咧，如果佢同我讲请喝啦，我又打埋水俾你落头喝啦。咁咧，愿嗰个女子咧就作你所牧人嘅妻啦，所要娶嘅妻啦。
And so it was instructive for him that. Whoever it might be that girl would be, that he would go and say to that girl, oh, please let down your jar into the well so that I may drink. And that girl will answer and say, drink. Not only that, but I will go and water your camels also. And so that's the confirmation for that servant to say that this is the one whom God has appointed for his master.
真係佢咁禱告完咗之後呢,真係李伯家就到前嚟,講咗呢段說話,俾水佢飲,然之後仲飲埋佢落駝先。
And it happened exactly as he has prayed, or exactly as the words came to him, that at that moment after he finished his prayer, Rebecca came. And she came to draw from the well. And when he approached her and said those things, Rebecca responded, here's water for you to drink. But not only for you, I will go and water your camels as well.
有人读了这节圣经之后就应用了。
Now, some individuals might read that particular portion of scripture and want to apply it to themselves.
我现在想等候婚姻,不知道哪个女孩是。
I'm waiting for a wife. I'm not quite sure, though, who would be the appropriate sister in the Lord for me.
因为我去到那里,她斟茶给我喝,那个就是了。
But if I go there, if a particular sister offers to pour me tea to drink, that must be the one.
所以姊妹,你不要随便斟茶给人喝。
So I caution sisters, don't casually pour tea for anyone to drink.
因为这里不是只是讲到 给水去喝,还要喝骆驼,一只骆驼喝多少加仑水,30加仑的。
Do you consider what it's saying? Not only did Rebecca draw water for the servant to drink, but also for the camels. You know how much the camel drinks? 30 gallons of water at a time.
这老婆又不止一只骆驼,很多只骆驼。
And don't forget, this old servant wasn't just riding on, didn't just bring one camel, he brought many camels.
就算是,这节圣经不是这样应用的。
But even still, never mind about that, this is not how one applies this verse universally.
因为没有这样的应许,说这节圣经是给所有人来用法的。
Because this is not a promise from God that this is the way to find your potential spouse.
有特定的环境,特定的设定来到一件事情发生出来的。
It is a very unique set of circumstances at a unique time specifically for that particular servant.
大家觉得很好笑,那个人想过这件事情,那个人是我来的。
Brothers and sisters find it humorous what I said about, you know, finding someone pouring tea. That was me. I thought that way.
我初信的时候,
that was when I was young in the Lord.
读了圣经,咦,对用,拿来洗,
I read the word of God and I said, oh wow, I can use this. I'm going to use this as the way for me to find my spouse.
但真的没用过,想过一下而已,
but honestly, I thought about it, but I never applied it, okay?
另外一个问题,读圣经的应用,有些人就是律法式的应用。
Now, there is also another way to apply things. And sometimes we erroneously think that we can apply it like a law.
就好像旧约律法式的应用。
Just like the Old Testament laws, that's how I'm going to apply these words.
上次Wilson弟兄在大陆回来就跟我们讲一个事情。
Brother Wilson had just come back from China. And he was sharing with us about this particular matter.
有些弟兄姊妹在大陆坐公车,带一张凳子上车坐的。
And he told us that some brethren who are in China, when they go, when they commute, they travel, they would bring a stool with them.
因为他有圣经根据的。
Now, they're using the Bible as a basis for what they're doing, of course.
他说在诗篇第一篇讲到不坐涉万人的座位。
Because they tell us that, they're using Psalm 1 to tell us that do not sit in the seat of scoffers.
如果用这节圣经,我就不知道前面那句他怎么样搞了。不站罪人的道路,他不用出街了。
But I'm not quite sure how he would make it applicable for him about the beginning portion, which says, do not walk in the path of sinners. But does that mean that he will never leave his house and never walk on any path or take any path?
所以我们就知道圣经不是这样律法式来应用的,它是有时有个意思后边。
So we know that we cannot apply the word of God as law, as something legal. This is going to be applied to me every single time.
譬如好像旧约圣经,大卫的诗篇是这样讲的。
Like for example, in David's Psalms.
我的嘴唇不提別神的名號。在詩篇16篇第4節。
It says there that I will not take the name of sinners in, upon my lips. I will not speak of any false gods. But some people take that particular verse and take it to the extreme.
即是说基督徒口里边不可以提这些偶像的名。
They say, well, then that means for Christians, you cannot even speak of any idols. But if that was, if that's the way you interpret it, then you're interpreting it as a law.
因为甚至乎在旧约圣经里边，新约圣经里边都讲到属神的人都提问题，个心意系咩嘢？
Because we find in the Old Testament, we find in the New Testament, where individuals speak of possibly idols, different idols. But it really, what's critical is not what is spoken of, but what is in that person's heart. You need to read it within the within context of the scriptures. And when it says there, I will not take their names upon my lips, it's linked together with that they, I will not offer any, make any offerings to them, meaning that I will not worship any false idols.
这个在诗篇16章4节，你翻去慢慢睇下前文后理。
If you are interested, you go back home and you can read through Psalm 16 verse 4 and you read the context from which this is drawn.
明明那个福音朋友说我拜观音，我就说你不用拜观音啦，我都可以跟他说拜观音没用的，不需要说拜偶像没用的，我们不需要怕这些东西，不敢提。
So for example, if a gospel friend was just to say, oh no, I worship Gunyam as a type of idol, and so this is what I've done. You could just can say, oh, you should not worship Gunyam, you should do this. You don't have to just sort of make it vague and say, oh yeah, you shouldn't worship idols.
只要我跟他没分没关，我在讲福音嘛，是吗？我们不需要怕这些事情。
So as far as long as I have nothing to do with that particular idol, I don't have to worry to name that idol by name because I have nothing to do with them.
因为我心里边比这个世界都大。
For he who is in me is greater than he who is in the world.
偶像算不得什么?
Idols, what is, but what is an idol?
如果我们是这样的话，香港有些地铁站，我们都不讲得个名，是吧？
Because if the name of an idol was that critical, then there are certain stations, right? Stations in the railways in Hong Kong that we cannot even name by name.
我约你喺边度等啊？喺偶像站等啊？黄大仙站、天后站啊，两个站嘅名，你搞？
There are different train stations that are different names. Like for example, Idol. You won't be able to say, well, "I'm going to wait for you at the Idol station." You know, that's the name of the station, so you have to use it.
所以我哋唔好律法式咁样嚟守一啲嘅新约圣经里边嘅事情。
So do not be legalistic to apply the word of God.
讲到律法咧，我想同大家用一啲时间讲下呢个讲下国礼啊。
So I want to spend a little time as we're talking about legalism. Let's spend a little time talking about one specific matter, and that has to do with circumcision.
亦都可以温习下我哋所讲点样解释圣经啊，点样落嚟我哋讲个温习下。
And as we speak through this topic of circumcision, it will allow us an opportunity to learn how to apply Bible verses and the scripture for us ourselves.
或者神都有啲信息喺当中俾我有啲学习。
And prayerfully, that God would have a message that's contained within the study to speak to each one of us.
国礼我哋知道系旧约嘅事情。
We know that circumcision is a procedure that was spoken of in the Old Testament.
即系今日我哋所讲嘅为BB割包皮啊。
And so that's the same as we today for infants, we consider whether to have the male infants to be circumcised or not.
但系咧呢个唔系讲到医学上边嘅问题，而系喺旧约里边神嘅一个命令嚟嘅。
But for our study, for our discussion today, we're not speaking from a medical standpoint. We are only speaking from what is instructions in the Old Testament, looking at the scripture.
我哋知道喺创世记第15章嘅时候咧，亚伯拉罕嚟到信神，神带佢出去 睇啊天啊，见到天上面嘅星星啊几多嘅时候咧，神俾佢一个应许啊，亚伯拉罕信神，神就算亚伯拉罕为义啦。
And so we know from Genesis chapter 15, it records for us the matter of Abram, how he was led by God to go out and to look upon the sky and he saw all the stars in the sky, and there God gave him a promise of inheritance of having heirs. And so we know from his experience that God deemed him as righteous because of Abram's faith.
一直到去到創世記17章, 就是亚伯拉罕99岁的时候。
And from that time on, all the way until what we find recorded as in Genesis chapter 17, we find Abram now at the age of 99.
神呢就命令亚伯拉罕凡在家里边生的都要个男子都要受割礼。
And there God gave a commandment to now Abraham and all who was in his household that every male shall be circumcised.
或者是来到家里边愿意归入他们都是要受割礼。
And every male that is taken into their household, into the family, who's willing to be a part of the family, they too must be circumcised.
所以以色列人一直有一个骄傲，也有一个误解，以为他们因着受割礼呢，他们因为割礼是进入律法里边的门口，割礼是第一步。
So, circumcision is the very first step to cross the threshold to enter into the law, to be accepted by law. So all this time, throughout all ages, the Israelites have always had this nationalistic pride in regards to circumcision.
他以为他是因律法称义，因割礼而称义的。
They felt that they were deemed to be righteous because of the action that they had taken, which was circumcision, that they were deemed righteous because they followed a law.
因为人一进入国礼里边，就进入律法里边。
That means once you are circumcised, you are automatically accepted into the law.
佢又归入呢个亚伯拉罕嘅约嘅里边，系神嘅子民。
And not only that, but that they also, by doing so, was part of the covenant that God has made with Abraham. And so now they have a portion of the covenant.
所以佢哋以为外邦人咧与神嘅约系无份无关嘅。
And so for them,Gentiles or non-Jews, they were outside of the covenant of God, and Gentiles have nothing to do with the covenant of God.
甚至乎在教会初期呢，信了主的基督徒呢，他都要他们来行割礼。
And even to the point where in the early church age, there were Gentiles, of course, that came to know the salvation of God, and the Jews who were already a part of the church would make them undergo circumcision as a means of accepting them into the church.
但是使徒保罗在这个罗马书第四章讲得很清楚。
But Paul then spoke very clearly in the words recorded in Romans chapter 4.
原来呢，刚才我是这么讲，亚伯拉罕得到那个约的时候呢。
And so the covenant that God had made with Abraham way back when?
或者是亚伯拉罕那个信啊。是因为他受割礼之前还是之后呢？答案是之前的。
The question was raised by Paul in Romans. Was Abraham deemed righteous before he was circumcised? Or was he deemed righteous by faith after he was circumcised?
我知道亚伯拉罕神称他为义的时候还没有割礼。
We know from just the scriptural recording that at the time that Abraham displayed his faith and God deemed him as righteous, that was before God ordained circumcision for him.
所以亚伯拉罕是因信称义，不是因行律法称义的。
So therefore, Abraham was deemed righteous because of his faith. He was not deemed righteous because of an action of circumcision that he undertook.
所以今天教会我们能够成为亚伯拉罕属天的子孙呢，一样是因信称义。
So today we are spiritual heirs of Abraham, not because of circumcision, but because of faith.
所以呢，以色列人亚伯拉罕他来到守这个割礼呢，是为他们做一个印证，就是亚伯拉罕因信称义。现在这个只不过一个记号在身上边，是第二步来的。
And this step to take to have circumcision is only the second step, is a follow-up step to his original declaration of faith in God. So this this was not what brought about his faith, but rather as a result of his faith.
这个次序，亚伯拉罕先因信称义，然之后有国例在以色列人肉体的身上面，作为他的祖，作为亚伯拉罕因信称义的一个印证。
So this was only the confirmation. So first and foremost, Abraham was deemed righteous by faith. And thereafter, there was a confirmation, a sign that of his faith, which was circumcision. And all who was to enter into that covenant also then had that sign of circumcision.
以色列人是从肉体物质的身上边来到认识创理解神的话。
And so,The Jews erroneously came to the understanding of God because they were basing everything on something materialistic, something that was a sign.
以为只是肉体上面受割礼的人才在神的家里面有份。
They mistakenly thought that the ones who are accepted into the household of God must have a physical sign of circumcision.
但是神在割礼的身上边有属灵的意思在那里。
But as far as circumcision itself goes, though, God also has a spiritual lesson there for us to know.
起初是身，是肉体上面的割礼。
That, well, first and foremost, there is a physical sign of circumcision.
我们要看一节圣经在这个利未记26章41节。
And that's found, we can see that. Let's turn to Leviticus chapter 26, verse 41.
26章41节
Leviticus chapter 26 verse 41
我所以行事与他们反对把他们带到仇敌之地那时他们未受割礼的心若谦卑了他们也服了罪孽的刑罚我就要纪念我与雅各所立的约
It says there in verse 41I also was acting with hostility against them to bring them into the land of the enemies, or if their uncircumcised heart becomes humble so that they may make amends for their iniquity.
讲到第时如果他们不服神的话他们都不谦卑的时候神要将他们带就是将他们被掳说他们那段时他们是一个心未受割礼
It tells foretells to them that if they were not obedient to God and did not have a heart for God, that one day they shall be taken as captives by another government. And so that there was a need for them to have a circumcised heart, or have a heart that is humble and obedient to God.
原来讲到割礼不单止，这个神有个启示，因为割礼不单止在肉体里边，那个心里边要行割礼。
So here is a revelation that's given by God that not only must there be a physical sign of circumcision, but more importantly, there must be a spiritual circumcision, the circumcision of the heart. After all, how can anyone, legally or not, open up your heart and circumcise your heart? That's not possible. When it talks about uncircumcised heart, it refers to a heart that is not humble, not submissive to God.
还有地方呢，讲到他的耳朵未受割礼。
And there is another place also that talks about an uncircumcised ear.
在耶利米书六章第十节。
That's recorded in Jeremiah chapter 6 verse 10.
现在我可以向谁说话作见证，使他们听呢？耶利米书六章十节。他们的耳朵未受割礼，不能听见。
Verse Jeremiah chapter 6 verse 10, I'll read that. To whom shall I speak and give warning that they may hear? Behold, their ears are uncircumcised or closed, and they cannot listen.
你说耳朵未受割礼，难道要将他的耳珠切咗一粒去，咁就受割礼啊？
Does that mean, what does that mean? That our ears have to be circumcised? Does that mean that you have to clip off the earlobe in order for you to be a circumcised ear?
显然这个不是讲外边的，是讲有些人个心未归神，个耳未归神的时候听不见神的话。
No, of course not. It does not speak of the physical cutting of skin, but rather that it speaks of an individual who is uncircumcised in his ear. That means that they're unwilling to listen to the word of God.
我们再来看一节圣经，在耶利米书九章二十五节。
And then let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 9 verse 25.
耶利米书九章二十五节。
Jeremiah chapter 9 verse 25.
耶和华说，看啊，日子将到，我要刑罚一切受过割礼，心却未受割礼的。
Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, that I will punish all who are circumcised and uncircumcised.
心却未受割礼的。
Those in their heart who are uncircumcised.
即是说呢，原来神的要求呢，不单只是人的肉体上面受割礼。
So in other words, God's requirement is set not only the physical sign of circumcision,
原来呢，神是藉着外边的动作，盼望人从里边有认识。
But rather that through this physical sign of circumcision, it will allow for individuals to come to an understanding.
里边需要受割礼。
That there is a need for you to be circumcised from your heart.
我哋常常以为我外边做嗰啲事情。
Oftentimes we think, wait, outwardly, I did it, I did that service.
但原来神唔系要求外边，神个启示啊系渐进嘅，将我带到呢个里头有里边嘅。
But God doesn't want an external action. God's revelation is progressive. He wants for there not only to be an outward action, but also to be an inward reality as well.
以色列人以为外边守割礼就得，但神话唔，有一日你守割礼都要俾罚。
The Jews thought, no, as long as I have an outward sign of circumcision, I'm fine. But God says, no, you will also be judged.
原来神的启示的话语里边呢，有一个属灵的实者里边，一个 spiritual reality。
So there is a spiritual reality to every word that God speaks.
所以我们读神的话呢，我们真的要小心，同埋我们需要在那里来到默想默思，神会向我们启示。
So that's why when we read the Word of God, we have to be extremely careful that we have to contemplate, to reflect on the Word and its application.
来到罗马书的时候，神就将这件事打开，讲得很清楚了。
Now, when we come then to the New Testament recorded in Romans, God is very blunt and very clear in regards to circumcision.
外边做犹太人的呢，不算是真犹太，不是真犹太。
And he tells us in no uncertain terms,that for the circumcised Jew, it does not make them a true Jew.
外面肉身的割礼都不是真割礼。
External circumcision is not true circumcision at all.
真割礼呢，唯有在里边做的才是真犹太人。
For only he who is circumcised in his heart is a true Jew.
真割礼都是心里边的。
That a true Jew is one inwardly.
在乎灵，不在乎义文。
That the circumcision is of the heart, and it is by the spirit and not by the letter of the law.
原来是心里边的。
So it is from the heart.
需要我们里边有一个的体见。
We have to have an insight from within.
体见，你讲来讲去讲犹太人，关我们什么事啊？
So you might think,Wait, you've just been talking about Jews. What does that have to do with me?
我就想用住呢借圣经，啱啱我哋讲到律法式嘅应用各方面咧，其实咧喺呢个一个好好嘅例子嚟。
It's because we've been talking about application of legalism, of application of the word. So this is a very good example for us to study.
我哋好多事情咧冇喺里边嚟出嚟，很好多事咧。甚至乎属灵的事物呢都是外边了进去。
Too many things that we get involved with comes from just the external. Especially when it comes to spiritual matters, it has to come from within.
也都没有真正属灵的体见。
Too often we don't even have a spiritual insight into that particular
matter. 我们好像知道，但是眼睛没有开，属灵的眼睛没有开，没有体见里边属灵的实际。
Oftentimes we seem to see it and we know about it, but our spiritual eyes have not really been opened in order for us to embrace it as a whole.
我们可以在这里做一些似乎属灵的事。
So we're able then to do certain things, to carry out certain tasks that seem to be spiritual in nature.
刚才我们班上边就交通上都是很好的。我有讲到你们不可同子聚会。
Earlier in our small group Bible study, we came to a particular point in our sharing. We were talking about how we should not stop the practice of meeting together.
咁我哋就嚟呢度守礼拜。
So does that mean then we just come to for Sunday worship every Sunday?
咁我哋有冇睇见里边嗰个我真系好喜乐？到入华殿去，我就心里边就喜乐咧。我可能冇一个咁嘅心。
But oftentimes, if we just have that attitude, I'm supposed to come to Sunday worship, we neglect what is behind it, which is the need for us to have that joy. I rejoice when I think of coming to the household of God.
我甚至会学唱歌。
I will go and learn how to sing to be a singer.
咁我可以喺度领诗啦。
Then I will be able to be qualified to lead hymns.
但我有冇进入呢个诗歌嘅灵嘅里边咧
？But on the other hand, have we in turn entered into the spirit of that particular hymn?
我礼拜日嚟都见啊，你见我见你好开心、好谦卑、好可爱啊，但翻到屋企另外一个样嘅吓。
You come every Sunday. We see one another. We're so happy. We're joyful to see one another. We take a humble stance when we're dealing with one another. And then when we go home, we're another creature altogether.
我哋嚟到大查经，譬如我大查经。
Let's say that you have a responsibility to lead a small group Bible study.
我真系关心呢班羊啊，定系我应付咗呢段时间咧
？Are you really concerned about this group of sheep that has been entrusted to you? Or are you just concerned about fulfilling your responsibility for that hour?
或者我所在乎嘅系人哋嘅称赞。
Maybe I really enjoyed the other people's praises.
或者应付咗我嘅面子唔失去。
Maybe in what I'm doing, at least that satisfies the certain requirement, and I don't have to be ashamed. So that's my pride.
我希望喺教会度一个咁嘅位置，叫我有啲地位。
Or maybe I think, well, no, I should do this because then that give me some stand, that will give me some standing within the local assembly, so everyone sees I have stature.
或者我哋有地位嘅人咧，有啲地位嘅人咧，就系喺度咧牙牙咋咋，等人知道你有权柄啊。
Or maybe those who have the position, maybe what you're after is power. You want everyone to obey you, and you make sure that everyone knows that you have the authority there.
等我心有啲满足。
So at least that satisfies my heart.
所以呢啲全部都从外边嚟嘅，唔系从里边出嚟嘅。
But all these things are from the external. None of it is from that which is from the inside.
我哋喺外边可以做好多嘅事。
Outwardly, we can do many, many things.
但系一旦有里边冇从里边出嚟嗰个睇见，睇见之后有活出嚟咧，这个都系白费。
But if none of those or if any of those things are not, they do not stem.From an internal insight and then a desire to live out what has been revealed from within, then it means nothing.
So, this 必须从开始有一个属灵嘅看见
So that's why everything must begin first and foremost with a spiritual insight.
这个属灵嘅看见能够成为我哋里边属灵嘅实际
So the spiritual insight will then become our spiritual reality.
这个属灵嘅看见不是从我们自己来的
Now, this spiritual insight does not come from our own means, but rather is revealed by the Holy Spirit. It is given to us through the Word of God.
记得吗？圣经里边这个亚当的两个儿子。
Do you remember the two sons of Adam?
一个是该隐，一个亚伯。
One was Cain, one was Abel.
亚伯是牧羊的。
Abel was a shepherd.
该隐是耕种的。
Cain was a farmer.
两个都来到献祭。
Both of them came with objects of sacrifice to God.
但是这个该隐的献祭不蒙悦纳。
But the sacrifice of Cain was not accepted, not found to be acceptable before God.
神却悦纳了亚伯的祭。
Instead, God accepted the offering given by Abel.
这个该隐就恼怒起神来。
And Cain then became angry.
神就跟他说。
And God then in response spoke to Cain.
你若行得好，岂不蒙悦纳？
If you have done what is right, why would you be angered?
你若行得不好，罪就伏在你的门前。
If you do not do what is right, then sin crouches at the door.
这两个人的分别呢？
The difference between these two individuals.
当然里边有行为的问题。
Of course, there's a difference in outward action, of course.
但是那个最根源的问题不是在行为上面。
But the most critical basic problem does not lie in the physical action that each one of them had taken.
它最根源的问题是从看见开始。
The very basic fundamental difference between the two has to do with insight, what they see.
一个人没有属灵的看见呢影响他的职业影响他的行为影响他的敬拜。
So one individual who did not have any spiritual insight, that affected which occupation that he chose to undertake. And his occupation then affected his offering, and his offering then affected his spiritual life.
到后来呢, 甚至乎两个人所做的外边的事情都是一样, 都是去献祭。
So even ultimately we come to this one particular outward deed. Each one of them made an offering.
但是呢, 一个蒙悦纳, 一个不蒙悦纳。
But one was accepted and the other was not accepted.
阿伯看见什么呢?
So what exactly did Abel see for himself?
阿伯看见知道 神用皮子为他的爸爸妈妈来做衣裳。
Abel saw that it was God who had the skin of an animal ready and prepared to cover up the shame of his father and mother.
遮盖了父母的羞耻。
That it was a cover, the animal covering that covered the shame of Adam and Eve.
他里面就晓得若不流血，罪就不得赦免。
And from that, he realized, without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sins.
从这个体见开始,
so from that one specific insight,
影响到他选择他的姑且话职业,
it affected his entire person, even as far as which occupation that he would take.
因为那时候的人不吃肉,你养多羊做什么呢?
Remember at that time, they were not meat eaters. So if he was going to be a shepherd, what is with going into an occupation where no one would really need what you're doing.
他牧羊的目的就是为了献祭。
But his purpose in becoming a shepherd was to raise sheep in order to prepare for sacrifices that the people had to undergo.
不过你都或者可以说他都为了做衣服,
maybe you could say no, it was only because he wanted to have clothing, a source for clothing.
该人呢就是种地，他没有这个体见。
But nevertheless, we see Cain, on the other hand, never had that insight for himself.
个个人都会食蔬菜嘅嗰阵时。
He knew that everyone was a vegetarian at that time, so he wanted to be a farmer to make sure that he was the one to produce what was needed by people.
他缺乏这个体见呢，唔单止影响佢去做种地嘅工作。
Not only did this lack of insight affect him so that he was not able to do the proper spiritual thing.
他没有这个体见呢,
this lack of insight affected his day-to-day life.
所以神就跟他说,你若行得好,岂不蒙悦纳?就算你看不见阿伯所看见的,但你行得好,你都会蒙悦纳,你就算奉献这些地上边的土产,都蒙悦纳的。
If you look at the words of God, it says, if you did what was right, then you will be accepted. So that means that even if he didn't have that particular insight, and he was a farmer, and he offered up the vegetables, he still would have been right if his heart was right.
但因为他没有这个体见,他甚至他日常的行为,活在面前,神面前,不是一个真是属灵的人,只不过到他来奉献的时候,献祭的时候,好像一个属灵的外边的动作。
So that means that he never had that insight. It affected how he lived day to day. He was not a person with a heart for the Lord. And so therefore it affected him until it came to offerings. And now when he knew that he had to make a sacrifice for offering, all he was doing was having the facade, the outward appearance of doing what was right.
阿伯却不是这样。
But Abel was completely different.
他里面的体见, 影响到他的工作。
He had a spiritual insight from within that affected his day-to-day life.
影响到他日常的在神面前的持守生活。
It affected how he lived before God, how he kept himself with God day-to-day.
所以他这个人是对的,他到神面前所献祭的都是对。
So that's why when this person was right before God, all that he offered before God was also right.
所以我们为什么说一个人到神的面前呢? 你必须里面先对, 你所作的就对了。
That's why we oftentimes encourage brothers and sisters with the words to say, if you are right with God, then everything that you do is right and acceptable by God.
啊，如果你里边唔对，你外边去做呢啲事情，你唔好以为神会啊，你嚟献祭就俾你啦，唔会。
So don't think that if you are not right with God, and yet you still do the right things, quote unquote right things, that somehow God will say, oh, okay, you did the right thing, and find you acceptable.
今日我哋喺神面前系咪一个咁样嘅光景咧？
So what type of condition do we find ourselves today?
我哋里边系咪一个与神通畅无阻、通畅无阻嘅咧？
Are we someone with an open channel between God and ourselves?
啊，这个俾我哋系一个嘅学习啊。
So this is something for us to learn.
所以我哋唔好喺好多事情唔喺外边啊，我哋做好多嘅嘢，好似属灵嘅嘢，但系咧里边咧。唔影响生命嘅呢啲最终都系影响死亡。呢、这个唔系讲紧我哋以后嘅永死，系讲你嘅生命唔丰盛而已。
So don't be someone that's just engrossed in external things. And even though we're doing all these things, that somehow it never affects our day-to-day life, our spiritual lives. Now we're not talking about whether you're going to be salvation is true and you're going to be saved forever or you're going to lose your salvation. We're talking aboutliving a life, an abundant life.
这个里边唯有你与神，你要知道。
The relationship that exists between you and God, how far, how close, you know.
啊，这个我是特别晓得的。你不要以为我来到这里就是走窄路了。
Don't think, oh no, I'm here in this particular local congregation, so that automatically means that I'm walking the narrow path.
圣经那里主来跟我讲的，跟我们这么讲的。
The Lord tells us in the Bible.
你哋要进窄门，因为引到灭亡。嗰、那个门系宽嘅，路系大嘅，进去嘅人亦都多。
That you need to enter the narrow gate, because there's a gate and a way that is wide and large, but that gate and way leads to damnation.
引到永生嗰门系窄嘅，路系少嘅。
And for the gate that is small and the way that is narrow, this is the one that leads to life.
啊，找着嘅人亦都少。
And there are few who find it.
啊，中文圣经咧译呢度引呢个喺马太福音七章十三十四节呢度咧啊，中文圣经又译到引到永生，其实咧唔系引到永生，系引到生命。
In the Chinese translation in Matthew chapter 7 verse 14, it tells us that it translates it to say that the small gate and the narrow way leads to eternal life. But in fact, it really should be translated to say that the small gate and the narrow way leads to life.
甚至乎中文下面个永字是点点点点点的，本来都是没有。
For those who use the Chinese translation, you realize that eternal, that word eternal was actually inserted there and it was not a part of the original text.
你看上文下理就一番看，你看 context。你看上文下理呢，这段圣经不是对不信的人讲的。
If you look at the context from which it is found, you realize that these words were not spoken to non-Christians.
你回去慢慢看，因为上面讲的登山百福，跟着就讲很多东西，都是向着门徒讲的。
It talks about the Beatitudes that came before it, and then all the other things that came before it. So these words were spoken specifically to Christians, to those who are believers.
向犹太人讲的。
Spoken to the Jews of that time.
犹太人是今日教会的写照。
And so they were the representation of the church of today.
所以你们要进窄门是讲到，我们经常以为这段圣经说引到灭亡是，哎呀，就是不信主的灭亡，那个门是大的。那我们全部信耶稣的人都是进窄门，不是这样的。
And so oftentimes we have this misconception, oh, that means we have to enter, oh, if you enter the wide gate and the broad way, then that you're leading to destruction. That means eternal damnation, destruction. But in fact, it does not say that. It does not refer to salvation per se.
原来信主人呢都有门可以揀的。
As a matter of fact, Christians, we who believe, we also have a choice of two doors.
你可以进窄门。或者是行这个大路。
We could enter the narrow gate or the wide gate.
如果行大路的话呢，那个引到灭亡呢，灭亡啊，灭亡一个意思呢，这个是丧失，失丧的意思。
And we know that we can travel along the way that is narrow or along the way that is broad. It says, But the way that is broad leads to destruction. You think, wait a minute, destruction, that sounds like condemnation. But realistically, destruction here refers to the loss, rewards.
今日我哋願意嚟到走窄門，定係走呢個走過寬路咧？
So are we willing to walk through the narrow gate, or do we just want to walk along the way that is broad?
原來神有一個心意嘅。
God has a heart intent.
就係屬乎佢嘅人咧，為佢嚟付代價。
That for those who are His, that they would be willing to pay a price.
唔係話你嚟呢度聚會，你就自然啊呢度講嘅話，可能都好各方面好似唔一樣喎。我係自然，我係走窄路嘅。So
don't mistakenly think, well, let's see. This particular local congregation seems to be a little bit different from other congregations, and this seems that this local congregation is steeped in the Word of God. So if I'm here in this local congregation, then automatically somehow that I am walking that through that narrow way and through that narrow path.
不是这样的.
No, that's not. It's not an automatic.
那你自己同主那个的, 那个中间的关系，你有没有走在这条路上边？
It all depends on you and your relationship with the Lord and the path that you have chosen to take for yourself.
圣经是神所默示的。
All scripture is inspired by God.
在教训、督责、使人归正、教导人学义是有益的。
And profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness.
问题我们这个人肯不肯接受这个改正?
The only issue is, are we willing to accept that change?
那个correction.
That correction.
我们愿不愿意在神的话，不要走在外边，尽心在里边来去默想神的话，给神的话在我们中里边来做工。
Are we willing to go beyond the external words that are there for us to see and enter into the meaning, the real meaning that God has behind His words and for it to percolate in our lives? So that there becomes a spiritual reality that is established in our lives. That we're no longer affected by this person. This person says this, and so we're going to do that.
我们要有自己真正第一手的体验。
But rather that we ourselves must have first-hand insight directly from God.
唯有我们从里面有真实第一手的体验。
Only if we have that first-hand direct insight from God,
那我们就不会好像这个该隐那样。
Will we be able to avoid being like Cain?
我们就不是靠乎外边律法式的行为，什么新约的律法式的行为。
So that we won't just be engrossed in external things, even New Testament legalistic things, or those good examples that we see that are established by other Christians, that we would just be led and to do those things and limited to those things only.
到那天你会找到原来走的是阔路来的。Because
if this is the path that you choose, then you will realize one day that you have chosen the way that is broad.
因为这些不引进生命的。And
this way does not lead to life.
会叫你丧失很多。You
will come to lose out on many of things.
唯有从里面的学习，里面的认识，能够引进丰盛的生命。
Only if we have that internal training, only if we learn that from the inside, the spiritual side, only then will we be given spiritual blessing.
我来祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we do praise and thank you.
我们真的晓得，主啊，唯有圣灵，真理的圣灵，主能够带领我们进入亮光的里面。
Only the Holy Spirit, the true Spirit of God, can lead us into His light.
主啊，叫我们的心，叫我们的耳朵，主啊，真系能够守过嚟。
May our hearts and our ears be circumcised.
叫我们谦卑在主的面前。
That we will be humble before our Lord.
哦，主啊，你就将你的话就向我们来开启。
And that you will reveal your words to us.
叫我们得以能够看见。
So that we would gain spiritual insight.
叫我们真是将能够活出主你所要活的。
That we might be able to live out our lives in a way that pleases you.
叫我们真是属神的人能够完全地预备下各样的善事。
So that we might be properly equipped to do every good work.
靠着主你自己的话。
That we will be reliant upon our Lord and His words.
早晨与主自己圣灵主在我里边来动工说那个未说完的话。
So we ask that the Holy Spirit would continue to do the work that needs to be done.
叫荣耀来归主名。
In order to garner all glory back to our Lord's name.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.